Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Liora Yitzchak, she is the performer that you heard singing that last song that we played for you just a moment ago. Liora Yitzchak, eze ta'anug le'arech otach po be'chai FM. Okay, but we're going to leave it there because I'm not sure that anybody else does. But I have got a massive smile on my face, and thank you for talking to me this afternoon. Liora, you are certainly so not mainstream. You are unusual and wonderful, and you bring this Hollywood, Bollywood glamour to Israeli music. How does the audience in Israel relate to you?
See, this song is actually Bollywood, Israeli Bollywood. I call it Israeli Bollywood. When I came to Israel, the Indian music was not so famous here. So I tried to find something which is, which can, be suited to the Israeli ears. So I found it. The Bollywood Israeli.
The Israelis have mitlavu mea musika shalach, bimyuchat mi mala mala.
Yes, it's a hit song when it came out. So it was so hit, said that the views were too fast. It came to, now it's coming, it's going to come to 2 million. When it was famous song, so I got so many calls, so many, messages, and in the radio it was all the time till now, they put my music. So when it's hit, so it's hit only because the people like it. So that's the,
absolutely. Liora, so that makes me wonder, do you have any fans or followers in India itself? Are they listening to Seret Varod and Mala Mala?
You asked me if they are in India, especially when the Prime Minister came to Israel. So I was like, I was the one who was chosen to sing for both of them. So that time I was in India television. So many people started following
my Varod. Remarkable.
In Seret Varod. So my two daughters are there, Nofar and Liam.
We're going to play out with that when we finished our interview. So that's good to know that daughters are in there with you. So something that really just surprised me, I think out of all the countries in the world, one country that has never had any anti-Semitism is India. And that just made me kind of wonder, I know you're a Sabra, you're born in Israel, but why would your parents have left India?
See, you're right. But they left India because it was very hard to find a job in India that time. And my father was, he wanted to be in the army of Israel. So he left everything, and they left everything, and just they came to here, to Israel. That's the reason. And
pure Zionism, really.
Many years back, it was much more easier in Israel. Now it's getting difficult to find job and all this, but that time it was much more easier.
It's just quite incredible because I've never ever met a Jew with Indian origins before. In South Africa, we are very much Eastern European, almost entirely. And it's always fascinated me, and I went to a trip to India some time ago. So I've seen the Bet Knesset in Mumbai, and I've been into the Bet Knesset in Kochi. And it really is an incredible community with an incredible history. You must be very proud to belong to a community like that.
Yes, of course. Of course, I am very proud to be an Indian and my grandma, she was very famous in the Jew community. She was giving food to all, not only Jews, all Muslim, Christian. People were coming to my grandma's house to eat, to have food, all the poor people and everyone. So, and she was a very a powerful woman in the in the synagogue. If she was saying something, so people were giving her, how do you say, kavod, respect.
Honor.
A lot of respect. Yes, yes.
Yes.
So
yes, yes.
I'm coming from a family which is which were very much connected to the synagogue in Ahmedabad. They were living in Ahmedabad, not in Mumbai. So many people say that Liora, she's granddaughter of Leah. So So I'm very proud to be Indian Jew.
That is the kavod. That really is an honor. Yes. So I'm thinking that culture reflects both in the music that we listen to as well as the food that we eat. And I'm wondering, if I came to your house and I had to open your fridge, would I see all those Israeli things like hummus as well as Indian things like curry and aloo gobi and all those things? What's in your fridge?
Jalebi. It's sweet laru.
That's the milky dessert,
and,
isn't it?
And I made biryani, chicken biryani. So this type of course, samosa is also there. But I bought it. I did not made it. Yeah. So I make Indian food. We love Indian food. It's much more better. And
I agree. It's just very fattening. That's the problem. Too much oil, way too much oil. Laura, it's been a tough year for all entertainers in the entertainment industry. What with COVID, never mind a war in Israel. I mean, it's been a really difficult couple of months. How did you get through the past 12 months? And also talk to us about your future plans for the next year.
See, the corona has influenced everyone. I'm a singer, and all the singers and musicians, they all were influenced by the corona. There were no programs, nothing, only Zoom programs, and not all of them are paid by the people. So the government has helped, not a lot, but it's also something. I just wait. And at that time, I made music and I sang for the crowd in the Facebook and Zoom. So I was always in the mm-hmm. music, and I kept making song, writing songs. So that was always there. Now my plans, I'm planning to, I have a song which is already recorded. Everything is ready. I'm just waiting for the right moment to put it outside. Nowadays I'm having difficult days. My mother-in-law, she died 3 months back. She was very young. And my father, he is in the hospital in bad condition. He had an accident. So I'm in some few days which are not so good. I'll just pass it, and then I'll start doing my music. Of course, I'm performing and everything now. In Israel, there is no corona. We are going without masks. From next week, there is no mask at all. So that's the good news. And I hope that in the world also, people will find it like this, free, no corona. Nothing.
I hope so too. Liora Yitzchak, kol kach neheneti ledaber itach mikol shniya.
Toda.
Pashut haya ta'anug. Toda rabba lach, be'emet.
Toda rabba lachem, shiye ba'atzlacha, v'toda rabba lachem.
Thank you so very much. That was Liora Yitzchak, Israeli artist of Indian origin, which I found absolutely fascinating. We started the interview with the first song of hers called Mala Mala. We're going to end the afternoon with her second, probably most well-known song, which is Seret Varod. Here it is, Liora Yitzchak with Seret Varod.
Chai FM.
ההוא שחשב, ההוא שהיה לפניו, עוד מעט יגיע הסתיו, תתעוררי עכשיו. כל הנשמה שלך חטופה בסרט ורוד והלב, הוא לא מאכזב, בשקט יושב, מחכה לגבר אוהב. הדרך יפה, תהני משקיעה, אל תהי חברה של כיף. מכל מה שרצית יעזור לצאת מהימים שפעם את בכית, בכית עליו, בכית עלייך, בכית על מה בכלל כדאי, ועכשיו תגיד איתי, תתעוררי אולי. כל הנשמה שלך חטופה בסרט ורוד והלב, הוא לא מאכזב, בשקט יושב, מחכה לגבר אוהב. הדרך יפה, תהני משקיעה, אל תהי חברה של...
שלך חטופה בסרט ו...